The 8 people who were killed in last week's shooting at a FedEx facility in Indianapolis are being remembered. 4 of the victims belong to the local Sikh community. Maninder Singh Walia spoke with Indianapolis public radio station WFYI at a vigil yesterday.
You know, the message is very simple. It's not that we are mourning for Sikh families. We are mourning for all.
And we're learning today that Indiana's red flag law allowing for police to seize a person's gun somehow failed in this case. The mother of the gunman, who is 19-year-old Brandon Hole, told police last year she thought her son was suicidal. The police took away his handgun. Now, when a red flag law is used, police are supposed to then go before a judge. That didn't happen, so Hole was able to buy 2 more guns. This morning, Marion County Prosecutor Ryan Mears said there was nothing stopping him.
There's nothing prohibiting that individual to go out and then purchase an additional firearm or 20 firearms. They are free to do that until there is an actual documented finding where a judge says, I can find by clear and convincing evidence that this person has a propensity for violence or mental instability.
Let's bring in Jill Sheridan, a reporter with WFYI. And Jill, our understanding is that under Indianapolis law, police who seize a gun after a family member calls in this way, raises a red flag, have to go before a judge within 2 weeks. The judge usually rules in favor of keeping the gun away from someone people are afraid might commit suicide. And then there's a full year before that person can be reconsidered for having a gun. What happened?
Well, clearly the red flag law has its flaws, we're learning today. So this happened after a call last year when Hole's mother called and was worried that his son, that her son was suicidal, was thinking about committing suicide. So the police showed up and they did take the gun, but he was placed on a temporary mental hold and it was a warrantless seizure. So no one contested and the family agreed to have that gun taken. And they said they would get help for Hole as well. So a petition was not filed in this case. And so no follow-up was filed either in court.
Oh, so, okay, because earlier reports that were trying to figure this out were saying things like, well, maybe it was because COVID had closed the courthouses, but you're saying the police deliberately did not, you know, go before the judge as the red law proceeding would have had it. They instead had this other agreement. But what are they saying about that today? I mean, is in hindsight, is anyone thinking they should have gone before the judge?
You know, it would be the prosecutor's office that would have had to file then with the judge and make a case. And since this was a warrantless seizure, there was no follow-up filed because he was getting mental health help. Because although the prosecutor today said that the hold that he was placed on, a temporary mental health hold, was just hours, you know, not days or a long, extensive in-care event, and he was also not placed on any medication, but clearly the court was not involved with the red flag.
And we know Indiana was one of the first states to enact a red flag law in 2005 after the killing of a police officer by a mentally ill man whose weapons had been returned to him. It was updated after the school shooting in Parkland, Florida. Is there a sense lawmakers there might try to change it again after this shooting or think about enforcing it?
I think that it's definitely something. Our session is a short session here in Indiana, and lawmakers are actually wrapping up this week. But I think it's something that Indiana lawmakers will be considering. You know, Indiana's definitely touted its red flag law as you know, effective, but we are learning that maybe it's not as effective as it could be. But whether or not they tackle that this session is probably unlikely.
We just want to ask you quickly. Last year, FBI agents interviewed the shooter, found no racially motivated violent extremism ideology. This is when the mom called. And yet we also know several Sikhs were killed in the shooting. Any sense that they were targeted?
We're not hearing a lot about whether or not we're targeted. We're actually hearing, you know, that the community likely was not targeted at this particular facility. A great deal of people from the Sikh community work in this facility, so we're not sure if this was just by chance, but we're not hearing a lot about this being a targeted attack.
Yeah, and just briefly, how's the community doing?
The community's hurting, of course, especially the Sikh community. Four people from that community gone now. This is Indiana's third mass shooting just this year, the other two being at homes where more than four people were killed. And it's difficult, and a lot of people are focused on the guns right now, especially seeing that Indiana's red flag law might have a number of loopholes that should be closed.
Right. Jill Sheridan with Indianapolis Public Radio Station, WFYI. Thank you.
Thank you.